Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Election Commission asked RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details of voter ID shown by him at a press meet, says card not issued by poll panel. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw reaffirms government's commitment to modernization, expansion and safety of railways. 6 migrant workers killed after a boulder collapses on them at a granite quarry in Bapatla district of Andhra Pradesh. Pro-Palestinian marches held at Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. Krasnynikov volcano in Russia erupts for the first time in 600 years. Orange aviation warning issued. And in cricket, England tighten grip on final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on day 4 in London. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing 2 Electors Photo Identity Cards, EPIC. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Diga Assembly Constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at a press meet yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. More from our correspondent.
Former Deputy Chief Minister and Rashtriya Janata Dal leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav is embroiled in a controversy over holding the 2 voters' ID cards. The Election Commission today asked him to submit the voter ID card, which he displayed before journalists in Patna for investigation. Tejaswi Yadav's name is registered in the voter list of Digha Assembly Constituency and the Electoral Registration Officer, cum Sadar Subdivisional Officer of Patna, will investigate the matter. Leaders of NDA, including BJP and JDU, have demanded action against Mr. Yadav. Meanwhile, RJD leader Mrityunjay Tiwari alleges that this controversy has been stirred up at the behest of the BJP to divert attention from the issues raised by Tejaswi Yadav over alleged irregularities in a special incentive revision. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The BJP today alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping 2 voter IDs, noting that his EPIC number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media in New Delhi today, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission.
सर्वोच्च नेता के हैं 2 एपिक कार्ड तो कार्यकर्ता का हाल क्या होगा क्या इसीलिए ये एसआईआर से डरते हैं तो सोचिए आरजेडी के कांग्रेस के जो तमाम लोग आदि हो गए थे गुंडागर्दी के आधार पर वोट पाने के और चुनाव जीतने के क्या इन्होंने ये 2 फर्जी वोटर कार्ड बना करके जो रखा हुआ था कहीं उनके पूरे खेल पे पानी तो नहीं फिर गया है.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya cantonment weekly train from Bhavnagar railway station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated 2 other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnaw said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है. ट्रेन को साफ रखना, स्टेशन को साफ रखना, नए स्टेशन बनाना, कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं. और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में 2 गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, 1 रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Later in the day, addressing the Vikasit Bharat Samvad in Bhavnagar, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted India's surging economic strength and technological progress post-pandemic and urged citizens to join the national mission for a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also called on the President this evening. In Jammu and Kashmir, the anti-terrorist operation in Kulgam district entered the third day today. The security forces have tightened the noose around the unknown number of terrorists who are engaged in the gun battle with them at the probable spots wherein they are believed to be hiding. High-tech surveillance equipment and elite para-forces have been deployed to support the operation. Security forces are using all means, including drones, to track down the terrorists. Senior police and army officers are closely monitoring the situation on the ground. So far, three unidentified terrorists have been killed, while one soldier also sustained injuries in the operation. Further details are awaited. In Andhra Pradesh, six migrant workers from Odisha were killed and three others injured in a tragic accident at a granite quarry in Bapatla district today. The incident occurred when a massive granite rock fell on the workers while they were engaged in mining work. Our correspondent has the details.
The injured have been rushed to a hospital in Nazarbayev. At least 16 workers were in the quarry at the time of mishap. Rescue operations were immediately launched, with mining department officials joining the police at the site. All the victims belong to Odisha, and police suspect some water seepage might have caused the rock to give away. Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu expressed grief over the tragedy and ordered immediate rescue and medical care for those seriously injured, and ordered a thorough investigation to determine the cause of the accident. Henry, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 11 people lost their lives and four others were injured in a road accident in Gonda this morning. The mishap occurred when a bolero carrying 15 devotees on their way to the Prithvinath temple fell into a canal near the Saryu Canal Bridge in Rehra village. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an excavation of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each of the deceased. He said the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced an excavation of 5 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Pro-Palestinian marches were held today at several cities around the globe, including Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town, calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. In Australia, tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators braved the pouring rain to march across Sydney's iconic Harbour Bridge. Among those present include WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore and retired footballer Craig Foster, all expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, in Melbourne, approximately 25,000 people gathered for a similar rally. These events come amid growing international calls for the formal recognition of the State of Palestine. At Cape Town in South Africa, a group of women from the Mothers for Gaza movement held a protest denouncing the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In late July, foreign ministers from 15 countries, including Australia, urged the recognition of Palestine, with France announcing its intention to formally support Palestinian statehood at the United Nations in September. The Krasheninnikov volcano on Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula erupted today for the first time in 600 years. Local authorities reported that the eruption began at 2:50 a.m. local time, sending ash clouds up to 4 kilometers above sea level. The volcano has been given an orange aviation warning due to the risk it poses to aircraft. The eruption may be linked to the powerful 8.7 magnitude earthquake and repeated aftershocks in the region earlier in the week, which also triggered tsunami warnings. Krasheninnikov's last known eruption occurred around 1463. President of Philippines Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow afternoon on a 5-day state visit to India. He will be accompanied by First Lady Luis Araneta Marcos and a high-level delegation, including several cabinet ministers and senior officials, in addition to business representatives. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Tuesday. President Marcos will also meet President Draupadi Murmu. In Jammu and Kashmir, Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra has been suspended from today onwards from both the Baltal and Pahalgam routes. Divisional Commissioner Kashmir Vijay Kumar Bidhuri in a statement said that due to the recent heavy rains, critical repair and maintenance works are required on both the routes. He said due to continued deployment of men and machinery on the tracks, the administration will not be able to resume the Yatra. In Uttar Pradesh, continuous rainfall has caused several rivers to rise above the danger mark, prompting people to migrate to safer locations. Our correspondent has more on this report.
Water level of Ganga in Mirzapur, Chandauli, Bhadohi, Gajipur and Varanasi has crossed the danger mark. In Prayagraj, Ganga and Yamuna, both rivers are flowing around 1 meter above the danger mark. Over 6,000 people from 1,300 families have shifted to flood relief camps so far in Prayagraj. Bhadohi District Magistrate Shailesh Kumar informed that 22 flood posts have been alerted and divers and sailors have been deployed. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel visited flood-affected areas in Mirzapur today. Union MOS instructed officials to provide all necessary help to the people.
बाढ़ इस समय थोड़ा गंभीर स्थिति में आ गई है. पानी का जल स्तर बढ़ गया है. पूरे क्षेत्र में दौरा चल रहा है. जो भी सरकार ने व्यवस्थाएं दी हैं, खाने पीने से लेकर महिलाओं पुरुष के रहने की क्या व्यवस्थाएं हैं, हमारी कोशिश है कि जितने भी प्रबंध शासन ने किए हैं हमारे नागरिकों के लिए बाढ़ राहत के उद्देश्य से, वो सारी सुविधाएं आम जनमानस तक पहुंचे.
जल शक्ति मिनिस्टर स्वतंत्र सिंह ऑल्सो विजिटेड फ्लड अफेक्टेड एरियाज इन औरैया एंड मॉनिटर्ड द सिचुएशन. करंटली अराउंड 12 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स आर अफेक्टेड इन द स्टेट एंड चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ हैज deployed an 11-member ministerial team to oversee the relief operations. CM instructed senior officials including DMs, SPs and CMOs to stay on the ground and ensure 24/7 monitoring. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Uttarakhand's capital Dehradun has been receiving light to moderate rain for the last 12 hours. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for torrential rain at some places of the state for the next 2 days. The water levels of rivers and streams have also increased due to intermittent rains in the high altitude areas. In Kerala, an orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued by the India Meteorological Department in 7 out of 14 districts today. We have a report.
Orange alert has been issued for 7 districts in Kerala today and for 6 districts tomorrow, giving warning about isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. All remaining districts are under yellow alert for both today and tomorrow, indicating chances of isolated heavy rainfall. Night travel through the Munnar Gap Road section of Kochi Dhanushkodi National Highway is prohibited till Wednesday. Tourism activities in the hilly regions of Kollam district have also been suspended as a safety measure. Fishing activities along the Kerala coast are banned due to rough sea conditions. M. Smithy, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over northeast and east India during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, heavy rainfall will continue over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till the 9th of this month. The Deen Dayal Port Authority at Kandla in Gujarat has commissioned India's first Make in India green hydrogen plant in the port sector. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi described it as a commendable effort championing sustainability and powering the net zero vision. Moving on to sports, in cricket, host England have tightened their grip on the fifth and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on crucial day 4 in London. Chasing a steep target of 374 set by the visitors, hosts were 325 for 4 in their second innings when reports last came in. Earlier, England resumed play at the overnight score of 50 for 1. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. England lead the series 2-1. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission asks RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details of voter ID shown by him at a press meet, says card not issued by poll panel. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav reaffirms government's commitment to modernization, expansion and safety of railways. 6 migrant workers killed after a boulder collapses on them at a granite quarry in Bapatla district of Andhra Pradesh. Pro-Palestinian marches held at Sydney, Melbourne and Cape Town calling for peace and urgent aid deliveries to war-torn Gaza. Krasnenikov volcano in Russia erupts for the first time in 600 years, orange aviation warning issued. And in cricket, England tightened grip on final test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against India on day 4 in London. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.